This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're in the Vindica Arena in Cardiff Bay for the launch of the ISBID project. Joining me now is Alison Evans, founder and director of IC Hope Events. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, congratulations on the big launch today. Tell us what the ISBID project is all about.
So the ISBID project is a project designed to reduce social isolation, to reduce barriers to participation, to help people improve their emotional and physical well-being. And it's also an opportunity for people to improve their self-belief, self-worth, and self-confidence through the medium of ice skating. For those people who are experiences of visual impairment or blindness across the South Wales valleys and areas of Cardiff.
And how are the sessions themselves put together? Was there input from the blind and partially sighted community?
Yes, definitely. So what we did is we established a project advisory group, and on that group we have RNIB Cymru, Sense, Disability Sport Wales, lived experience members, the arena themselves, figure skate coaches, and an independent researcher. And we all bring our voices together and come together to design what we think are inclusive sessions. And this is something that continues actually at every session. We now have skaters, so we ask for skaters' feedback as well at every session informally, so we can make immediate changes. But also we look for more formal feedback. So on session 1, session 10 and session 20, we will collect more formal feedback that will inform us going forward for a legacy project.
And why ice skating? Is there something about the sport that sort of brings with it other tools and other experiences that people can learn?
Definitely. So if you're playing football or basketball or rugby, yes, you're in a team sport and yes, you get that cohesive feeling. However, with ice skating, even though you're on the ice on your own, as part of the ISVID sessions, because you are with a community of other people who experience visual impairment or blindness, you are instantly with a community that's familiar to you. You've instantly got a social network of a lot of people who've got your back because you are going to fall. And it's a great leveler. It doesn't matter if you are able-bodied or if you are sighted or if you aren't. Ice skating is something that everybody can do. There just needs to be safe adjustments made to include everybody.
And what happens in the sessions themselves? What do you get up to?
Oh, so the sessions, so the first session that we did, we didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, and we didn't know if everybody was going to even take to the ice. So it took us 30 minutes to get everybody onto the ice, but we were so pleased that everybody did actually go on the ice and experience, even if it was just one lap of going around the arena. Today we're on our 7th session, and we've gone from people learning to let go of the barrier, to skating forwards, to skating forwards on one leg, to skating backwards, and now we have bubbles on the ice and everything as well. So the sessions are directed by the skaters themselves as to what they want.
What was the reaction like when you sort of first started talking about launching the sessions? What was the response from the blind and partially sighted community in South Wales?
Oh, the response was phenomenal, in all fairness. Lots of people inquired. We have inquiries come from as far as field as Carmarthenshire, and people really want to have a go. They really want to do it. I've had one skater say to me, it's lovely to do something that is a little bit risky, that health and safety might normally stop. And I've had people who have told me they've gone to Winter Wonderland, but because those sessions are not designed for people specifically of this community, then it's not safe and they didn't feel comfortable. So to be able to come to a quieter session where we have coaches and we have volunteers who skate as well, with the proper on-ice aids, everybody's really enjoying it.
And are people still able to sign up to take part in the remaining sessions?
Absolutely, yes. If they just visit our website or drop us an email at info@ichopeevents.co.uk, we welcome people at all time. You don't have to be a skater to join.
So currently it's a 20-week programme. What happens next?
Yes, so at the moment we are a 20-week programme feasibility funded by the National Lottery Community Fund Wales, and we are working with our project advisory group to develop a legacy project, and we hope in some way, shape or form that these sessions will either grow to include more impairments or more wider residential areas, that we will continue to deliver inclusive sessions in Cardiff.
And where's the best place to find out a bit more information about the ISVID project and the work of IC Hope?
Yes, so that's www.ichopeevents.co.uk.
Alison Evans, founder and director of IC Hope Events, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.